So this is Srimad Bhagavatam, translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Canto 1, Chapter 15, The Pandavas Retire Timely, text number 19. Shaya,
Shaya,
Asana,
Asana,
Atana, Vikatana,
Bhojana,
Adishu, Aikyat, Vayasya, Vayasya, Ritavan, Iti, Vipralabdhaha, Sakyuhu, Sakha, Iva, Pitrivat, Tanayasya, Sarvam, Sehe, Mahan, Nahitaya, Kumatehe, Agham, Me, Shayasanatana Vikatana Bhojanadish. Vaikyad Vayasya Ritavaniti Vipralabdhaha. Sakhyu Sakheva Pitrivatana Yasya Sarvam. Sehe Mahan Mahitaya Kumate Raghang Me. Shaya Sanatana Vikatana Bhojana Dishv. Vaikyad Vayasya Ritavanifti Vipralabdaha. Sakhyu Sakheva Pitrivatana Yasya Sarvam. Se he Mahan Mahitaya Kumate Raghang Me. Yeah, please chant. Sanatana Vikatana Bhojana Dishva. Sarvam. Sehe Mahan Mahitaya Kumate Raghang Me. Saya Sanatana Vikatana Bhojana Dishu. Aikyad Vayasya Ritavaniti Vipralabdaha. Sakyu Sakheva Pitrivatana Yasya Sarvam. Sehe Mahan Mahitaya Kumate Raghang Me. Shaija Sanatana Vikatana Bhojana Dishu. Vaikad Vyasya Ritavaniti Vipralabdaha. Sakyu Sakheva Pitrivatana Yasya Sarvam. Sehe Mahan Mahitaya Kumate Raghang Me. Ladies, please.
Shaya Sanatana Vikatana Bhojana Dishva.
Shayasanatana Vikatana Bhojanadishu. Aikyadvayasya Ritavaniti Vipralabdha. Sakyu Sakeva Pitrivatanayasya Sarva. Sehe Mahan Mahitaya Kumate Kaghangme. Shaya. Sleeping on one bed. Asana.
Sitting on one seat.
Atana.
Walking together.
Vikatana.
Self-adoration.
Bhojana.
Dining together.
Adishu.
And in all such dealings.
Aikyat.
Because of oneness.
Vayasya.
O my friend,
Ritavan,
truthful,
iti,
thus,
vipralabdha,
misbehaved,
sakyuhu,
unto a friend,
sakha,
eva,
just like a friend,
pitrivat,
just like the father.
Tanayasya.
Of a child.
Saravam.
All.
Sehe.
Tolerated.
Mahan.
Great.
Mahitaya.
By glories.
Kumatehe.
Of one who is of low mentality.
Agham,
offense.
May,
mine.
Verse translation.
This is Pandava Arjuna speaking to his elder brother Yudhishthira, talking about Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Arjuna said, generally, both of us used to live together and sleep, sit, and loiter together. And at the time of advertising oneself for acts of chivalry, sometimes if there were any irregularity, I used to reproach him by saying, my friend, you are very truthful. In other words, sometimes among friends, one may be boasting to another. So Arjuna thought sometimes Krishna was boasting. I did this, I did that, I'll do this, I'll do that. And Arjuna would say, yeah, sure. Like this, in a sarcastic way. So Arjuna is remembering that. Even in those hours when his value was minimized, he, being the Supreme Soul, used to tolerate all those utterings of mine, excusing me exactly as a true friend excuses his true friend, or a father excuses his son. Purport. Since the Supreme Lord, Sri Krishna, is all perfect, his transcendental pastimes with his pure devotees never lack anything in any respect, either as a friend, son, or lover. The Lord relishes the reproaches of friends, parents, or fiancés more than the Vedic hymns offered to him by great learned scholars and religionists in an official fashion. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurin Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Shreshtam Manamapi Shachiputram Atrasvarupam Rupam Tasyagrajamurupurim Maturim Goshtavatim Radha Kundam Girivaramaho Radhika Madhavasham prapto yasya pratita kripaya shri gurum tam natosmi. Vandeham shri guru shri atav pada kamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunatan vitam tam sajivam sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam shri radha krishna padam sahagana lalita shri vishakam vitamscha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This verse, as you may have recognized, is practically paralleling two verses that Arjuna spoke directly to Krishna, which we find in Bhagavad Gita, and which go as follows. Saketi matva prasabhang yaduktam. Hey Krishna, hey Yadava, hey Saketi, ajanata mahimanam tavedam maya prasadat pranayena vapi yachavaha sartam sakrito si vihara shayasana. Heard that, Shaya? Same word at the beginning of this. Vihara shayasana bhojaneshu. So Shaya, asan, bhojan, they're the same as in this Bhagavatam verse we just read. Vihara shayasana bhojaneshu eko tava yachuta tat samaksham takshamaye twamaham aprameyam. Translation: thinking of you as my friend, I have rashly addressed you. O Krishna, O Yadava, O my friend. Srila Viswanatha Chakravarti Thakur in his commentary explains that by calling him Yadava, it was slight insult, just poking in a little bit, as friends may do, because Arjuna considered, I'm a Pandava, they're higher than Yadavas, like that. O Yadava, O my friend. Not knowing your glories, please forgive whatever I may have done in madness or in love. I have dishonored you many times, jesting as we relaxed, lay on the same bed, or sat or ate together, sometimes alone and sometimes in front of many friends. O infallible one, that's Achyuta. Arjuna addresses Krishna as Achyuta. O infallible one, please excuse me for all those offenses. It's a very close parallel or very close similarity with the same thing. Arjuna was feeling distressed that he had insulted Krishna, had been too familiar with him. And again, he feels like this as he relates this to Yudhishthira after the departure of Krishna. But of course, in another sense, Krishna hasn't departed because he's always present everywhere, and he's particularly present in his instructions. He's present in this Kali Yuga as the Srimad Bhagavatam, by which in this dark age of Kali people will get light, as stated in Srimad Bhagavatam. What is that verse? Krishne swadhamopagate dharmagyana adibisaha kala kalo nashta drishamesha purana kaldunodita. And Krishna is of course present. Please come inside and open this door. You might get a little cold air, but what's happening is devotees are sitting in front of the door and then people can't come inside. So better leave it open. Don't mind if you get a little cold air there. And please, all of you, move forward a little bit, because more devotees are gradually coming. Yeah, please, everyone move forward, because the ones at the back can't move forward unless the ones at the front sit forward. It's an elementary principle. You don't even have to study it in school to understand it. Yeah, everyone please move forward. I'm not planning to breathe fire during this class, although you never know. So it's a very close parallel. Arjuna is feeling unhappy that he's been so friendly. But actually Krishna likes him to be friendly. Krishna gave instruction to Arjuna as Bhagavad Gita, which Arjuna could accept after taking the position Shishastehang Shadimang Tvam Prapannam, that now I'll take the position of your disciple. Which is very humble of Arjuna, if he wasn't being sarcastic, which is possible. Okay, you know so much? All right, you instruct me. But anyway, I already told you. Nayotsya, I'm not going to fight. But the instructions of Bhagavad Gita are meant for those who are humble enough to accept it in the mood of a devotee. Bhaktya mam abhijanati. Krishna can be understood by bhakti. Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. Bhaktosi me sakha cheti rahasya me etaduttamam. I'm speaking to you today this topmost mystery because you are my devotee as well as my friend. So humility is required to understand Bhagavad Gita. But then ultimately Krishna wants to bring us to the level of being his friend like Arjuna. Arjuna was lamenting that he had dealt with Krishna as a friend, but actually Krishna wants that. And therefore he speaks Bhagavad Gita. We have to make a start somewhere. So I thought today to speak something about Bhagavad Gita because today is... No. What? It's not Gita Jayanti. It is Gita Jayanti. It's not Gita Jayanti. And did anyone read Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, that book I made? Anyone read it? No. Quite a few bought it. Quite a few bought it. Did you buy Anukulya Keshav, Sri Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhav, those three volumes? Did you buy it? Did anyone buy it? The next thing you have to do is read it. In there you'll find that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur criticized many things. He criticized the misuse of the word Jayanti. He criticized the misuse of many words. Jayanti is a technical term which refers to the specific cosmological or astrological configuration of planets and stars at the time of Krishna's birth. Therefore we say Krishna Jayanti. But it's incorrect to say Nrisimha Jayanti, Balaram Jayanti, Ambedkar Jayanti, Gandhi Jayanti. Anukulya Keshav may open a new factory Jayanti, celebrated every year. This is incorrect. Just for your information. Although he did say it's okay to say Gaur Jayanti because Jai Gaur Shai Krishna. Who is Gaura? He is Krishna. So actually it's a misnomer to say Gita Jayanti, just for your information. Today is the celebration of the day on which Krishna spoke Bhagavad Gita to Arjuna. How many years ago did anyone work it out? 5,000? 5,176. How old was Krishna at the time? Don't know. 125, exactly, was it? Okay, it depends whether you're doing it by Indian calculation or by West. Nowadays, mostly use the Western style calculation. Srila Prabhupada would sometimes get on the case of his disciples and say, they wrote on the Vyasa Puja book, Prabhupada said, no, you got the year wrong, because in Indian calculation, the first birthday is the first birthday. The first day, it means the day you're born. But in There's another way of calculating that you're 1 year old and that's your first birthday. But literally your first birthday is the day, well, it's the only birthday actually. It's the only you're only born once, right? You only live once. Is that right? Yeah? No. You never read Bhagavad Gita? Bahuni mevyati tani janmani tava charajuna. Tani ahang veda saravani sat natvang veta parantam. Both you and I have had many births, Arjuna. I can remember them all, but you cannot. So, today we're discussing Bhagavad Gita. I must admit that in my foolishness, some years after being allowed into Srila Prabhupada's International Society for Krishna Consciousness, I thought, now I understand Bhagavad Gita, so no need to read it much, and I'll just go on Bhagavatam. But then after some time I came back and I had a better realization, that was a wrong realization, that even if we studied Bhagavad Gita every day, 24 hours a day, we'd never come to the end of understanding it, because like Krishna, Bhagavad Gita, the instructions of Bhagavad Gita are unlimited. And Srila Prabhupada writes in a seventh canto purport that if we were to read Bhagavad Gita every day, still we would get new realizations. However, there are some basic principles which are established there, which are form the basis of all spiritual knowledge. Srila Prabhupada several times said that this Bhagavad Gita, it is A, B, C, D of spiritual knowledge. But that doesn't mean that it is on a low level, or that it, even that it's very easy. A, B, C, D is very easy when we've mastered it. Just like to drive a car is easy when we've mastered it. But in the beginning it's difficult, and probably when we were learning A, B, C, D at the age of whatever age you learn it, 3, 4, 5 years old, then it might have been a struggle in the beginning. But now it seems very easy. 2 + 2 = 4, very easy. But in the beginning you have to learn it. So to say that Bhagavad Gita is very basic knowledge, it's like saying basic quantum physics. But basic quantum physics is the very subject is high level and difficult to understand. And it's not for dummies. You've probably seen those books, Windows for Dummies, everything. They have books, everything for dummies. But there's no, they may say quantum physics for dummies, but it's not for dummies anyway. You can't be cerebrally challenged quantum physicist. There's no such thing. Cerebrally challenged means that someone with low intelligence. You have to be of good intelligence, at least materially, to be a quantum, to even come to the level of being able to study quantum physics. Before that, you have to start somewhere, 2 + 2 = 4, A, B, C, D. Then you have to go through so many years of studying science, mathematics, physics, so many things. And then you'd have to go through classical physics, I would guess, and then eventually come to quantum physics. So similarly, to come to understand Bhagavad Gita, actually every human being should understand Bhagavad Gita. They should understand the principles therein. But to really come to the conclusion, and it requires to be accomplished, that may take place in previous lives. Yishang tvantagatang pāpāṁ jananāṁ puñyakarmānāṁ te dvandvamoha nirmukta bhajante māṅjita vrataha. One has to be very pious in previous lives and in this life, And over and above that, one has to be free from the duality of thinking in terms of I, me, and mine. This is mine, that is someone else. I am nija paroveti garana laghu chetasa udara charitana nam. What's the last line? Vasudhaiva kutumbakam. You know the last line. You've all heard the last line, is it? Famous last line, but the previous three lines are not very well known. Someone who thinks in terms, this is mine, this is his, this duality. Someone who thinks like that is of very laghu chetasa, very light or constricted consciousness. Whereas someone who is of broad-minded intelligence and personality, he sees the whole world as my friend. So that's one kind of duality. And of course, in Bhagavad Gita, again and again, Krishna speaks about being beyond duality. Sukhe dukhe samekritva, labha labha jayoja. Then shitoshna sukha dukha. So they're, in terms of thinking of me and mine, in terms of thinking of heat and cold, happiness and distress, it's not that these dualities don't exist, as the impersonalists say, but that one learns to tolerate them. This is the first consequential teaching of Krishna in Bhagavad Gita. In other words, the first teaching, we are not this body, dehino smenyata dehe komarang yovanang jaratata dehantara praptihi. That's the first teaching. And then dhiras tachona mohiti. Actually, that's the first consequential teaching. First giving the knowledge that we are not the body changes, but the spirit soul, atma, is eternal. And therefore, one who is dhira, one who is sober, who understands all these things, he's not bewildered. And what is that bewilderment? It is to think in terms of this body and become happy and distressed in terms of this body. But Krishna teaches that tangstitikshasva bharata. You should tolerate all these things. Bharata. Just like you come from a great line of exalted personalities. You're in a great family. So think of all your forefathers. They all were on this platform. Later, in Bhagavad Gita, Krishna refers to them as Rajarshis. Evang parampara praptam imang rajashayo viduhu. This knowledge was passed down through the parampara, the succession of saintly kings who understood it in this way. So there's no end to understanding Bhagavad Gita. But it has to be understood properly. Now, many people say, or they think, that Bhagavad Gita, it's like a template. You can take it and do what you like with it. It gives a general idea of spiritual life, but then you can interpret it this way, that way, or the other way. But Srila Prabhupada was very insistent that there is one proper way to. And I'll tell you another thing for your information. Whenever anyone would sit with going like this with their legs, Prabhupada would tell them not to do that. In fact, Lokanath Maharaj said the first instruction he got from Srila Prabhupada was stop. And he was referring to Lokanath Maharaj. He wasn't Maharaj at the time. He was a young brahmachari moving his legs like this. And Lokanath Maharaj took it to mean stop, not just moving your legs, but stop all nonsense forever. Srila Prabhupada didn't appreciate that, just for your information. We're supposed to be understanding and following Srila Prabhupada. So this Bhagavad Gita, we may think it's just, you read it this way, read it that way, interpret it any way you like. But Srila Prabhupada was very insistent that Bhagavad Gita has to be understood in a particular way. And in this regard, I would like to read you an extract from one of Srila Prabhupada's letters, which I just sent out this morning. Srila Prabhupada in this letter, he writes that the right understanding of Bhagavad Gita is Arjuna's understanding. He says the right understanding. So this immediately rejects the idea that it can be understood in various ways. Srila Prabhupada says this is the right understanding of Arjuna. It's Arjuna's understanding. In other words, Arjuna came to the conclusion that he must perform his occupational duty not as a material obligation for reasons of wife, family, friends, reputation, professional integrity like that. No, rather he must conduct the functions of his station of life only as a devotional service performed for Krishna. And Srila Prabhupada goes on to explain that. But the point I want to make here is that Srila Prabhupada was insistent that Bhagavad Gita has to be understood in a certain way. And some people take objection to the very title of this book. It's a very tight, challenging title. By the title, Bhagavad Gita as it is, Srila Prabhupada, by that very title, he implies that most of the editions of Bhagavad Gita are not as it is. And he states that even at the very beginning, in the preface of Bhagavad Gita, so he writes that, well, I was going to say, but it's very easy just to read it. I'll just read it. It's not right at the beginning. One may question the need for so many. It must be the introduction, and not the preface. It's all very valuable, by the way. Don't skip. If you're going to read, don't skip. I don't need the introduction. Don't think like that. In fact, the introduction is printed by the BBT as a small book by itself, because practically all the teachings are there. So Srila Prabhupada writes, of course, there are many commentaries in English on the Bhagavad Gita, and one may question the necessity for another one. The present edition can be explained in the following way. Recently, an American lady asked me to recommend an English translation of Bhagavad Gita, because Srila Prabhupada is regularly speaking on Bhagavad Gita, and he was asked to recommend one. Of course, in America, there are so many editions of Bhagavad Gita available in English, but as far as I have seen, not only in America, but also in India, none of them can be strictly said to be authoritative, because in almost every one of them, the commentator has expressed his own opinions without touching the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. And then Srila Prabhupada goes on to say, what is the spirit of Bhagavad Gita? And Srila Prabhupada explains it all in a very logical way. If you want to take a particular medicine, then you have to follow the directions on the label and as given by the doctor. You can't take it according to your own whim or what some friend says. You have to do according to the precise system. It's a scientific undertaking to take medicine. Similarly, Bhagavad Gita should be accepted as it is directed by the speaker himself. The speaker of Bhagavad Gita is Lord Sri Krishna. He is mentioned on every page of Bhagavad Gita as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Bhagavan. And then Srila Prabhupada. So, as Arjuna accepted it, we have to accept the Bhagavad Gita. And Krishna was accepted by Arjuna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We see in these verses which we've read, Saketi Madhva Prasabhanga Duktam, Hey Krishna, Hey Yadava, Hey Saketi, that Arjuna was unhappy with himself because he had accepted Krishna as his friend and not as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Of course, to Arjuna, Krishna is his friend more than he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But what Krishna is promulgating in Bhagavad Gita, what he's establishing, first, that He is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and all living beings are subordinate to Him. And then again he comes that He is the friend of all living beings, Suhridam Sarvabhutanam. He is the friend of all living beings, but from the platform of being Sarva Loka Maheshwaram, He's the controller of all and the friend of all. And if one becomes very close to Him, then one can be His friend, or even more. As Srila Prabhupada mentions in the Bhagavatam verse commentary, Srila Prabhupada refers to Krishna's fiancés. Fiancé, do you know that word? It means a female. What does it mean? Sagai ke bad. That's the in between engagement and getting married. Wife to be. Wife to be. It's already fixed up. Wife to be. Hmm?
Mangetar in Hindi.
Hindi word is Mangetar Maharaj.
I couldn't hear. The thing is, if you all three or four speak at the same time, it's not exactly at the same time. You just say. Yeah.
Mangeta,
usko mangliya hai. Give her to me.
Mangni is engagement and mangeta is your
feeling. Mangeta, yeah, so, let's go. Just like in a shop. Kachis mangte, usko ma, like that. So Krishna, yeah, fiancé. You can become a girlfriend of Krishna. You can become the wife of Krishna. You can become the wife of God. Maybe some people will accept that. What about the girlfriend of God? That doesn't sound right. God doesn't have girlfriends, right? God's good, right? He doesn't do anything bad. And only bad people have girlfriends. Hope you don't have any girlfriends. I mean, girls can have girlfriends, that's all right, but not men shouldn't have girlfriends. They're either unmarried and a good brahmachari, or they have a wife. They may have two wives or three wives, but not like Krishna, 16,108 wives. So there seems to be something wrong about Krishna dancing with other people's wives. That is not discussed in Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada came to give Krishna prema in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What did Chaitanya Mahaprabhu come to preach? He came to Radha Mohima Prema Rasa Sima. He came to teach the ultimate limit of love of God, which is the love of Radha for Krishna and Krishna for Radha. That is not mentioned in Bhagavad Gita. Then why did Srila Prabhupada promote Bhagavad Gita so much? He mostly spoke on Bhagavad Gita and Bhagavatam. And mostly, if we see what Srila Prabhupada spoke among common people, and was, we're not the body. We're eternal spiritual living being. Then if Srila Prabhupada came to give love of Krishna in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then why didn't he speak on Krishna dancing with the gopis? Actually, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself hardly spoke these things, only with a very few people. He spoke these things with 3.5 people, namely Sri Ramananda Rai, Swarup Damodar, Shikhi Mahiti, and Shikhi Mahiti's sister. And it said 3.5 people. I don't think that this is denigrating the wife, the sister, Madhavi Mahati. But just the fact that as a social necessity, as a sannyasi, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu couldn't mix very much with females. So there's no difference. It's not that... female great devotee is any less than a male great devotee, and maybe more. In fact, the greatest devotee is Radharani. But as there was some social restriction, nevertheless. Anyway, why did Srila Prabhupada, if he came to give love of Krishna in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of course he gave the Maha Mantra, which is the entrance into spiritual life all the way up to Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan with the gopis. But then why did he speak on Bhagavad Gita so much and not about the loving pastimes of Radha and Krishna? And even about Chaitanya Leela, Srila Prabhupada didn't speak about it much. He was living Chaitanya Leela. He was enacting the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, of Priti Vite Ache Jata Nagara Digram Sabhatra Prachahoi Bhai Moranam, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's name will be preached in every town and village of the world. Srila Prabhupada wrote, from some writings that he wrote in Bengali prior to coming to America. It's translated, the English translation as has been given as follows. The promulgation of the Bhagavad Gita's knowledge on a worldwide scale will establish a foundation upon which the edifice of the science of love of God will be constructed. Edifice, do you know that word? It means, in this context, it means a big building. So let's read it again and listen carefully. The promulgation, do you know what that means? It means spreading widely. The promulgation of the Bhagavad Gita's knowledge on a worldwide scale will establish a foundation upon which the edifice of the science of love of God will be constructed. This edifice will be the repository of the sublime treasure of devotional service as taught by Lord Chaitanya in Kali Yuga. And it will serve as a shining monument to the transcendental endeavors of the Lord's pure devotees. So this sublime treasure of devotional service as taught by Lord Chaitanya in Kali Yuga, Anarpita Chirin Chirat Karunyava Tirno Kalau Samapiyatum Unutujvala Rasang Swabhakti Sriyam. That is mentioned in the beginning of Chaitanya Charitamrita. That actually it's taken from Rup Goswami's writings. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has descended in this age of Kali to give that which no avatar previously gave, which is the topmost resplendent Unuchod rasa, mellow, of devotional service to himself. But the basis of that, Srila Prabhupada writes here, that there'll be a great edifice, a great construction of the science of love of God. The basis of the science of love of God, which it's just like a very tall building. Did anyone see the Twin Towers in New York before they collapsed or got bombed? Yeah, you stand at the bottom and look up. It's a long way up, isn't it? I saw it on a clear day, the one time I saw it. But if there was a misty or foggy day, you wouldn't be able to see the top. So like that, the knowledge of love of Krishna, the topmost level, Krishna's pastimes with the gopis, it's very, very high. And we might be able to see so far up, but if there's any fog, if we don't have any clear understanding of, we may understand, we're not the body, Krishna is the supreme, that's already going up a long way, that's already a lot. Past karma, jnana, yoga, even past Vaikuntha, but still to understand Krishna's dealing with the gopis, our knowledge has to go up a long way. And understanding at the bottom, it seems like a long, long way up to go. If we're at the bottom and we're still attached to the body and everything that goes with the body, you've got a long, long way to go to the top. That building, or buildings, to build such a tall building, you have to have a very strong foundation. So if our aim is to go to the top, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to take us to Raja Bhakti. We have to have a very strong foundation. And that foundation, Srila Prabhupada writes, is Bhagavad Gita. So therefore, Srila Prabhupada, even though he came to give the highest knowledge, first of all, you have to make a strong foundation. That strong foundation is the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. If we try to go to the top, or we try to build a very tall building without having a very strong foundation, then the building, first of all, we may not finish even getting to the top. It's likely to collapse even before we build it so high. But even if we manage to build it all the way to the top, then it's liable to fall down at any time. Or very soon there will be cracks, and then the whole thing will collapse. So it's so much necessary to have a strong foundation in devotional service. That has to be built very strongly. We can't just jump all of a sudden into Krishna's pastimes if we're stuck in the mud of material attachment. You can't, if you want to do some high jump, you do that in the schools, high jump, but then you are a long jump. But if there's a little sticky mud, you can't jump high or you can't jump very far. So if we're stuck in the mud of mundane consciousness, then we can't go very far. So Bhagavad Gita gives the knowledge, and actually, although it's compressed, all knowledge is there. And then the decompression or the elaboration on that is in Srimad Bhagavatam. And Srimad Bhagavatam is just so vast. All Vedic knowledge, all Vedic conclusions, everything's there. But it's also there in Bhagavad Gita, in at least the seed form. And it's absolutely required to understand the principles of Bhagavad Gita before we can even imagine to go to the very high levels of understanding. Radha, Krishna, Pranaya, Vikriti, Haladini, Shaktir, Asmadi. The transformations of love between Radha and Krishna. It is required to understand that. Now, it's not that everyone is going to be a great scholar, but at least everyone should understand the principles of Bhagavad Gita. We are not the body. We are eternally a servant of Krishna, who is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Now, when one gets to a higher level, then one can, very high level, the level of Vrindavan, then one doesn't think of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We think of him as Arjuna has lamented, as a friend or a lover. And Arjuna is chastising himself or rebuking himself that I thought of Krishna as my friend. But Srila Prabhupada mentions that by saying that, Arjuna was actually going down in his understanding and his relationship with Krishna. As long as he was thinking, oh, I thought of Krishna as my friend, I was insulting him. As long as Arjuna was thinking like that, he was actually coming down, because when he was not thinking of Krishna as the Supreme, when he was thinking of him as a friend, then he was situated in his proper situation. And Srila Prabhupada mentions that very early in the introduction to the Bhagavad Gita as it is, that one can have a relationship with Krishna in five ways. But first we have to be fixed in the understanding, as in Chaitanya Charitamrita is very strongly established, that first, or the very foundation of understanding all the different, or of entering into all the different relationships with Krishna, is that of accepting oneself as a servant. So this knowledge has to be imbibed by everyone. And as far as possible, we should imbibe the knowledge of Bhagavad Gita. Today you're going to chant. There's going to be a Gita Parayana, and that's supposed to begin when? Now 9:30? 10 o'clock. All right. You're all going to take prasad before that? Is that the idea? You're going to finish the whole Bhagavad Gita and then take prasad, is it? Or you're not going to take prasad at all. You're going to fast today. That you may do also. That's very nice if you can do. So that's very good if you can do. But one thing I must tell you, that actually there are many things I must tell you, but this I'll tell you, that at the first Gurukul of ISKCON in Dallas, when Srila Prabhupada visited there once, the teachers brought the young boys and they chanted Gita shlokas. And they thought Prabhupada would be happy to hear that. He was happy to hear that. But then Srila Prabhupada asked, can they tell the meanings also? What is the meaning? And then they didn't know. So Srila Prabhupada wanted them not just to recite the verses, not just to learn the verses, but to know the meanings also. And often Srila Prabhupada, when he was walking with his disciples or conversing in the room, he would ask, Srila Prabhupada would make a point, and then he would ask the devotees, where is that stated in Shastra? And they're supposed to give the shloka. In our Gurukuls, I'm overseeing several Gurukuls. The boys, they're learning Gita shlokas. And I also ask them in the middle of class, I'm giving a talk like this, what's that verse? Where does Krishna say that in Bhagavad Gita? And usually they're just stunned. And then if I give the first word, then they'll know. But that's not good. That's not good enough. That's not good enough. They should, just like Krishna oversees everything in the universe. Where is that stated? Say it. Maya adhyakshena prakriti. Adhyaksha. It's exactly the same word as, or in English, the word oversee. Adhyaksha. Adhi, above. Aksha, eyes. So it's exactly the same construction. I oversee everything. So we should know all these different points. Yesterday it was raining. Who sends the rain? Is it Indra? Well, yeah, in one sense, but Krishna also says in Bhagavad Gita, Anad Bhavanti. You got the wrong verse. He says the rain is required. Rain comes from Yajna. But who sends the rain? Tapami aham, aham varsham, nigrinami utsrijami cha. I heat up everything, and as far as varsham is concerned, varsha here meaning rain, it has other meanings also, just as we are now in Bharata varsha. So aham varsham, nigrinami, sometimes I withhold it, and sometimes I give it. So all these things. It's good to know the verses and to know their meanings and to be able to bring that out, especially if we're going to preach. At least for living in this world, we should live understanding Bhagavad Gita, Shastra Chakshu, see through the eye of Shastra. And then, of course, we also have the mandate to distribute this. And that might be difficult in Bangalore. Why? Why? There are so many pious Hindus here with plenty of money compared to most of the rest of India. Because so many people already have it. Isn't it? So then you have to distribute Srimad Bhagavatam. Then Chaitanya Charitamrita. But you have to read it and know it also. As Prabhupada would say, that these books are not just for distributing. And you have to know also. People will say, what's in the book? And if you say, well, I don't know, but you should buy it, then why should you buy it? If they don't. And here in Bangalore, it may be more than in other parts of India. I think so. You'll meet people who will ask you questions. They'll say some shloka. And then they'll say, how does your guru explain this? You have to know. It used to be more so, but it used to be a common thing in South India that people would ask you questions. They'd quote some Upanishad or something and then ask you some question. And you're supposed to know it. So it is a challenge in that sense, but it's a good challenge because it forces us to know the Shastra. And if you don't know, you can say, well, I'm just a beginner and I'll ask someone who's more expert and I'll get back to you. But then, better if we can say on the spot. What's the best way to glorify Srila Prabhupada? Well, there can be so many ways to glorify him. The best way is if we are such shining examples of Krishna consciousness ourselves that people will notice and they'll want to know, oh, who has trained you so nicely? Where did you get all this knowledge from? That's the best way we can glorify our guru, by becoming, oh, that's what he wants also. He wants you to be a shining example of Krishna consciousness. Hare Krishna. Any question or comment on this, please? Now you're going to ask some question on some obscure verse from Gita and see if I know it, huh? See if I'm up to the standard.
So it's regarding the reading of Prabhupada's books. My own case and many devotees I know.
When you don't have time to read the books, is it?
What is the difficult area? How is spiritual life? We say reading Nayohara, I'm not able to read that much.
Not able to read that much.
Across devotees.
Yeah,
life
in these cities is hellish. Really? Hellish Bangalore. You may say, actually, don't get in, please don't mind. It's Janani Janma Bhumishcha, Swargameva Gariyasi. Our place of birth and our mother are more glorious than Swarga, so the saying goes. Although probably most people in Bangalore were not born in Bangalore. They're born in Hubli district. You're from, where were you born, Anukul, this time around, Anukulia? Punjab. West Punjab? No, you're not that old. You're not that old, huh? Your forefathers from Pakistan side? I'm not on the, what's that, the National Citizen Registration. You're from Punjab, not from Bangalore. How many of you were born in Bangalore? Yeah, smaller number. So it's all right, I can insult Bangalore, is it? No insult. But actually, life in these cities is hellish. Even literally, at least in my good Christian upbringing, we got the idea that hell is, there's lots of fire and lots of smoke. So actually in the Indian cities, it's full of smoke and pollution. It's actually hellish. I don't mean it as an insult, but actually the way of life is, it's hellish in as much as it's crowded, it's polluted, people are in lots of anxiety. It's a very sad situation. Why should people live like this? Not required. So Srila Prabhupada, he wanted to make rural farm communities, farm means rural, rural communities where devotees could live together simply and peacefully and have time for chanting Hare Krishna and studying Shastra and together doing satsang. I think for most of you, this satsang that you do with all the devotees, once a week. But actually we should do all day, every day. For proper advancement in Krishna consciousness, we should do all day, every day. But the very way of life in the modern cities is such that it becomes very difficult to even have enough time to chant our rounds. What to speak of, have daily satsang. So Srila Prabhupada, that's one radical solution to the problem of not having enough time to read. Go to a farm community, then you'll have plenty of time. Of course, the devotees are busy there also. It's not that they're just sitting around, everyone's working, but they have time. For the daily, everyone comes to class twice a day. They have time for reading, they have time for chanting their rounds. Everyone rests by 8:30 or 9 o'clock because we don't have electricity, and then after dark it's natural that people take rest. But there's no after dark in the cities. It can be as light as long as you like. But that is artificial. So there's a solution to the not having enough time to read problem. That was Srila Prabhupada's radical solution. Don't stay in the city. City life is required for preaching to all the unfortunate people who are living in this situation where no one's happy. Isn't it? You just see in the morning everyone rushing to work. No one's happy. Very easy. People, they live their whole life doing something they don't want. Whereas in the Varnashram society, people work according to their propensity. The barber is happy to be a barber. The potter is happy to be a potter. He's not thinking that I have to be the sheikh. The sheikh is the sheikh. And the potter is the potter. And Krishna put us in this situation. And my father did it, my grandfather did it, and this is what we do. And we all chant Hare Krishna together. There's no competition. I have to be the greatest. This is in this modern life, everyone's I'll be on top, I'll be ahead. But in the school from the beginning, they're pushed. You have to get ahead of others, you've got to be more than others. But then only one person's going to be the richest person in Bangalore. Who's the richest person? Premji Azad, is it? He's ahead of Narayan Murthy. Well, Narayan Murthy got thrown out of his own company? Something like, is it? No? Something like. Anyway, they're very rich people, but not everyone's going to be like that. And someone has to drive the auto rickshaw to get around in this so you can go and do your job for Premji Azad or whatever. Or then if you work for him, maybe you can drive a car. But then so many people have money, then so many people have cars, and then it's hellish traffic jams, right? And more pollution. So this competition society just puts everyone in anxiety all the time. All the time. Sada samadvigna dhiyo asadgrahat. Because we have accepted a wrong goal of life. Therefore we're always in anxiety. So Srila Prabhupada very kindly, not just this philosophy of Bhagavad Gita, but he gave the concept of Gita Nagari, where people can live life according to the teachings of Bhagavad Gita and live very happily and peacefully in cooperation, not in competition, with Krishna at the center. So that is a solution. And frankly speaking, or realistically speaking, as long as we're in this city life, it's going to be very hard to get enough time for proper sadhana. Most devotees don't get it. Even myself, when I come to the city, it's rushing here and there, Sundays, Saturday and Sunday, because you're trying to go to this program and that program. But in our farm communities, there's everyone's all together, and we have the regular programs, and Aram se sab kuch karne. There's no big anxiety. You walk to Mangalavati, you don't drive to Mangalavati. Very nice, very happy. Please come and visit. We had a community going on in Karnataka, but the rains washed away the infrastructure. But we do have still in Telangana, Andhra, Punjab, and Gujarat. Please come and see. Have you? You went to that Chennakeshav Gram, which is now washed away, unfortunately.
Yes. But and many devotees from here recently visited our Gujarat farm. A team of devotees from Jagannath Temple.
Oh,
they
I
saw
see.
That, and quite a few of us.
Yeah, Nandagram.
Nandagram. Many devotees visited.
It is a struggle to get it going, no doubt.
Yes.
And as I told the devotees, it's always going to be a struggle because life in the material world is like that, especially in Kali Yuga. But this much, and even some devotees say, well, it won't last. But even if it doesn't last, it's been going on now for how long? 7-8 years, something like that.
Yes.
And even if suddenly somehow, kabhi bhi kuch bhi ho sakte, we don't know. The material world is like that. You can't say what's going to happen. A disaster may strike. But at least in that time, the devotees, they've come together daily for chanting Hare Krishna. They've worked together sincerely and seriously to please Guru and Krishna. They've brought up some children. They've raised them in Krishna consciousness. So, Neha Bikramanashosti Pratyavaya Navidyate Swapanapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bayat. Even if it doesn't work out, whatever's done is good. And Krishna will. But we are very much praying, and we pray for the blessings of the Vaishnavas that this may become solid and steady and settled, as it is to a large extent in Nandagram. All the signs are there that it will go on and it will expand, and more people can come and join. And especially I can say to the young people here, you don't have to spend all your life in the city. You can join a farm, raise a family, raise your children in an atmosphere of Krishna consciousness, away from all this choking pollution. It's a very difficult thing to bring up children in Krishna consciousness when they're surrounded, the whole atmosphere is full of kam, krodh, and lobha, isn't it? The modern, and with the phone you get all the kam, krodh, and lobha of the whole universe right there, isn't it? So it's very difficult to raise children in Krishna consciousness. So,
Maharaj, one important observation, ground reality. When I personally discuss about these aspects, moving to the farm, putting children in Gurukula in Bangalore, they appreciate. They all say very good.
Ramapramaya. Let someone else do it.
Ramapramaya, they appreciate. But on their own, there is an insecurity feeling about children's future, my own future.
Yeah, that fear. Well, it requires some faith. Requires some faith and trust in Krishna. And like I say, maybe it won't work out. And then maybe your child will want to be a film star and not a pujari. Maybe. But actually, for a film star, you don't have to have any educational qualification either. You just have to be Beisharam, that's all. That's the only qualification. That you can learn in the school. Actually, to be a film star, better you go to school in Bangalore, and then you could be ekdam Beisharam ho jayega. Wohi sikte. That's the main thing they learn. But at least, see, if you keep your child in school in Bangalore, you'll give them a better chance to be a rascal, a demon, and a fool, and go to hell. But if you take the risk, you can say, of putting them in the Gurukul, then a better chance of, what is that verse? Guru na sasyat, swajana na sasyat, pita na sasaj, janani na sasyat, daivang na satsyam, na patis na sasyat, na mocheyat, ya samupeta mrityam. That's your responsibility to at least try to deliver them from birth and death. So insecurity, based on the false understanding that this society can actually give us some secure background or something desirable. But where is the security anyway? Because even materially, so many degree holders, they don't have jobs. Actually, for security, better you train them as an auto mechanic or a plumber. Realistically speaking, rather than becoming another frustrated graduate with 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 more lakhs debt and no way to repay it. You got a degree. What was your degree?
Science degree in statistics.
Science?
Statistics.
Statistics.
Yes, statistics and physics.
Statistics and physics. And what are you doing? You're doing business.
Selling.
For which?
Grocery business.
Grocery business. Statistics and physics not required. Complete waste of time.
Had I started business 10 years ago, I would have been a big businessman by now. I wasted 10 years.
Yeah. I was recently speaking with a devotee, he's in Surat, and he's from Surat, he came to Nandagram, and I asked him, I was just talking about this, all this degree, it's all useless. I asked him, do you have a degree? He said, yeah. I said, what useless is the degree to you? No use. His father's businessman, and he's in the family business, and what did he need a degree for? Waste of time, waste of money. So even materially speaking, you think if I have a degree, then I'll be security and all this, but business may kya hona chahiye, hoshiyari hona chahiye. The degree won't help you at all. If you say, I'm selling this and I have a first class honors degree, they don't care whether you've got a first class honors degree. I'm giving the money not because you've got a degree. What's the benefit in the... product that you're selling, so. Actually, the main thing for getting on life is just that, hoshiari, this material, what do you call it in English? Streetwise? Practical intelligence?
Yes, common sense.
Common sense, yeah. It's a bit more than common sense.
Honesty and integrity of character. That will have value, character of the individual businessman.
Prabhupada writes in one purport here in the Bhagavad Gita that in business, then you lie. Prabhupada was a businessman. You're a businessman, Anukulya Keshav. Did you ever lie in your life?
I lied, but not in business. I'm 99% I try to speak truth. But sometimes maybe I've lied.
See, even now. It's hard to believe. But anyway, it doesn't matter. Prabhupada says it doesn't matter if you lie. In business. And he was doing business.
I'm not a businessman.
He's not a businessman. All right. I don't want to embarrass you further. Anyway, the point I'm making here is that Prabhupada, he also said that this modern education is slaughterhouse education. So... this fascination that our devotees have with education, it's really nonsense. It's maya. People are enamored by this. It's a social construct that you have to be well educated. You have to get your children educated with the best degree and then ram pressure on them. So from the beginning of life, they're in total anxiety. It's horrible what people are doing to their children, and they think that they're benefiting them. It's horrible. The children are not allowed to be happy. And then child suicide is also common because they didn't pass on this, didn't pass their exam. Horrible situation. Anyway, it requires faith. You go and visit our farm, then you may have more faith. Maybe it was washed away by the flood, then it may say, that's good. Now I've got a good reason not to go. Prabhupada could have said that. He was trying to preach in Jhansi, it didn't work. Then just leave it. We have to go on. Yeah. Should I stop because of the Gita Parayana is supposed to start? Okay, I heard two. Should I stop now? Okay, I'm stopping now. Yeah, I can, if Krishna willing, I'll come here tomorrow morning and give a talk. Thank you for being so kind. No, I mean really, I really go over the top sometimes. I was really insulting to you. I'm sorry for that. I shouldn't have done that. Please forgive me. Hare Krishna. So kind of you to take it like that. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. On the day of Bhagavad Gita speaking, special blessings.
Special blessings. And moreover, taking from Bhakti Vikas Maharaj because his name is Bhakti Vikas.
Okay, if anyone wants to do, I'll sit out there and I'll sign. Okay.